All right. Oh, wrong one. This one. There we go. What's up? Yeah, indeed. Art night it is. different type of art. I mean, you got all sorts of art. It's ready-made art for you. All right, this one I had to mock up rather fast, but I think we got there. Vamos, indeed. So welcome back. This one's going to be Sandell Podcast number 26. And we just finished a podcast a couple hours ago with Derek Smart from 8CoinDAO. That was a second entry in our mini-series for Lessons from Other DAOs, where we took some of the realities that are happening within the 8Coin DAO and we saw the obvious patterns and lessons learned from them. One of the biggest DAOs out there right now, undergoing a little bit of financial difficulties if they don't turn their revenue around to where they're making money as much as they're spending. So some really, really good lessons learned for us to be proactive. And yesterday we did SIP number 15, so that interview with Meta Futura. It was my first translated one. So they spoke in Italian, and then the translator translated into English, and then I responded in English, and then the interpreter translated back into Italian. That was my first one, and I found her on Fiverr, so I just kind of looked up interpreters, and within a few days, I had someone who could fit the bill, and she was wonderful. I highly recommend her. It was a great experience. She did a lot of research into the sandbox, and afterwards, she and I had a discussion about my future needs for translators and interpreters, and she's like tri or quadlingual, and I highly recommend Valentina if you have translation or interpreter needs of your own. I'll definitely be using her again if I need to interpret a French podcast, Italian, Spanish, and the like. So, but SIP number 15 is Meta Futura's SIP about a disability hiring program. Go take a look at it. I just published it yesterday, and then I just published Derek Smart's one about an hour ago. I'm able to get these things out real fast because of the processing time with YouTube and Twitch. So I voted yes to Meta Futura's SIP after they explained the connection to the metaverse, the European Union Parliament, and one of the largest disability organizations in Italy, and how it wasn't just for Meta Futura's benefit. They explained in a very clear way how it was going to benefit the sandbox in addition to, and the DAO, by the way. They were able to connect it to benefit the DAO. So I'm convinced if they get first dibs on the hiring, I think that's just a natural benefit of them being the ones putting in all the work to make this happen and to train. So I don't have any problem with that. With that said, the second SIP on the block right now, SIP number 14, is mine. So I'm going to be interviewing myself and I'll be going through SIP number 14, doing a read through. I actually prepared a really short, like 5-6 slide brief that I'll be doing kind of like a promotional video probably tomorrow or something that I'll be passing around there instead around YouTube and stuff. But this will be the actual podcast episode for SIP number 14, where I go through the details and any questions anyone has. So that's what today is. It's a review, and it's to understand SIP number 14, which was my first SIP that I submitted to the DAO team. Feels like so long ago. I submitted it, I think, over 3 months ago at this point. It was pretty quick that once I saw the DAO come into being, and then I researched a lot about DAOs, I just started. I'm already a proposal writer in my professional life, in contract writing and negotiation and program management. So this sort of thing was right up my alley. It was very straightforward to knock out. So I started it. Looks like I started it June 29th was my first one. So about 2 months ago is when I first started this SIP process and going back and forth with the DAO team before it entered in the public comment period 2 weeks ago. Disclaimer, I do not represent Sandbox Game or the Sandbox Foundation. I am not an employee of the DAO or the Sandbox Company. I'm not your financial or legal advisor, and nothing I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. When I say the word SIP, I'm talking about Sandbox Improvement Proposal. When I say the word DAO, I mean Decentralized Autonomous Organization. Whenever I use the word SANFAM, I'm talking about everyone in the Sandbox community, whether you be a gamer, a creator, a landowner, a token holder, if you're a painter like Touche, everybody who has connection to the Sandbox community in some way is SANFAM. So there we go. Scoreboard. Just updated this thing as of right now. So there are no SIPs on in SIP draft, but there are now 3 SIPs undergoing voting. SIP 13, shout out to Crypto Diplo. We interviewed him a few podcast episodes ago. I think it was podcast 24, 23. And then SIP 14, which is the one I'm doing right now. And then SIP 15, which is Metaverse and Disability Hiring by MetaFutura. And they are, that was yesterday's podcast, which is actually 2 podcasts ago now. So look at Sandel podcast number 24 for that one. Because Derek Smarts is Sandel podcast 25. And just turning these things out. Oi. Checkbook. Because that hasn't changed since last week, so we're still at 2.3 million expenses from SIPs, which is 15% of the DAO's 15.5 million SAND budget. DAO base, still sitting at 1,800 voters. I know this quite intimately now because as a SIP author, I now have to go contact all of the landowners and all of the token holders that I can possibly contact to ask for their vote. So the good news is I've been preparing for this. So I'm going to be working with MetaFuturo. We're going to try and divide and conquer sort of thing where we contact as many people as we can with our 2 teams and help each other out because we're in the same cohort, the same batch. I highly recommend you do that for yourself if you are a SIP author in the future. The Sandbox DAO releases 2 SIPs at a time, so you're normally paired with another SIP author. You could, if you wanted to, go it alone, do it by yourselves. But if you pair with each other and say, hey, I, even if I'm not going to vote for your SIP or I do vote for your SIP, I'm at least every time I mention my SIP, also mention yours. And if they're doing the same, then now you've reached double the amount, whereas you wouldn't have before. So I highly recommend for all you future SIP authors, work with your SIP cohort, your SIP batch, to maximize your chances to meet quorum, because that's what matters right now. So many are about to, or have been not been meeting quorum. If SIP 13 doesn't get some votes real fast, it closes in the next, how many hours? Let's take a look. Less than 24 hours right now. All right, so less than 24 hours, SIP number 14, and it is currently at, I don't think it's broken. I don't think it's yet broken. There it is. 10 out of 30 million. 10 out of 30 million. So it's at 34% quorum. If it doesn't make that in the next 24 hours, then it will not pass, even though it has 75% of the yes vote, which is very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. I voted yes on this one, and I believe in this creator SIP as well. So it would be super unfortunate if we didn't make quorum again for the 4th time. So please go vote. Please go vote. Yes or no, just go vote, please. Introductions. My name's Lanzer. I am the president of MetaWorlds, and that is the group behind the SIPs, and also we're a trusted partner for the Sandbox. We have published 2 experiences, one called Floor Droppers, which ranked 7th of 400 experiences in Builders Challenge 1. And then Also, we published Lobby Defense, which was Game Makers Fund 2023. So before Builders Challenge 1, we were able to secure through a lot of knocking on doors and just kind of wandering about trying to do my best to figure out how to integrate into the sandbox. Just kept on emailing, and then I did the GMF proposal and was lucky enough to be accepted. So we have two proposals or two experiences out of that. And I'm a landowner, avatar owner. I'm a mocha, an ape, other page. There is a bunch of stuff that I'm a DAO base, a whale member, which is whale member being the group within Sandbox, the big whale giant experience. That's actually a group. They're one of the largest landowners in the Sandbox, and they're free to join. So I highly recommend it. They have conversations all week and hangouts. So MetaWorlds, we're just a team of about five or six right now, where we are business professionals, we're gamers, we're all sorts of people, and our mission is to connect with the Sandbox and now heavily focus in the Sandbox DAO, because so many of us in our professional lives do things that integrate well with DAOs, like owning businesses, publishing things, and contract writing, negotiations, that sort of stuff. So let's jump right into discussions. And if you have any questions, please post them in chat, and we can I'll answer them. Like I said, this was my very, very first sip. So I had no idea what I was doing beyond putting out the template. This was even before Magic Palette came out. This was a while ago. So this had been going back and forth between us and the DAO team. We went through a feasibility study, and to remind you of the SIP process, so the very first thing you do is you submit via the SIP template to sip@sandboxdao.com. That will then put you into I have a better version of this. Hold on just a second. Update, like to do. There we go. Yes. Okay. So you send your template to Sandbox DAO, and you can look in the forum for the latest template version. It changes quite a bit. So when I submitted SIP number one, it changed three times, and I had to change it to the newest version twice, actually. So that was a little frustrating, but I'm one of the first ones to submit, I think, as a community person, so it's just to be expected. So it goes through a submission process. It took me about 60 days to get through that, where the Sandbox team will then submit comments back in that Google Doc that you submit to them, and you just have this comment conversation back and forth until they're satisfied with your proposal. Then it goes to community input for 14 days. So that's where they put it in the SIP draft, the SIP draft forum. So here in the proposal, see where it says proposal. So they'll put it here in SIP draft. Click on SIP draft, and there's nothing in here, as you can see. It's just a kind of a penned read all sort of thing. So it goes there for 14 days where people can talk about it and give you comments, and you have the opportunity to change your proposal, make it better. And that lasts for 14 days. So once you go through the 14-day public comment, community input, then you go to a special council vote where it's internal. You don't get to see what they talk about, but I think it lasts about a day or two. And then after that, they're checking for legality, redundancy, conflict of interest, and community interest to make sure it lines up with the values of the Sandbox DAO. For our SIP, as I'll talk about, it went through an extra check with the product team. You'll see why. And then after the special council vote on it, then it goes to the submission to Snapshot for a vote. And that's also 14 days. So it started vote today for SIP number 14 and 15. Metafuturas and our SIP started today. It will last until October 2nd. So 14 days. And that's where everyone can go to vote. So you would go here to sandboxdao.com. So as you can see here at the top, you go to proposals. When you click proposals, then down here, you'll see the three SIPs that are still going on. 15, 14, and 13 are up for vote. Oh, this says ends in 1 week. Hold the phone. 7 days. No. There's something wrong with that. It's not 1 week. It's 2 weeks. So today's September 18th, and 2 weeks is October 2nd, and the snapshot shows it as ending in 2 weeks. Okay, so nope, that panicked. I panicked for a second. Should not say 1 week, but it's going to end in 2 weeks. So we're good. So that's where it will show up here, at the end of the 2 week period. So that's where we stand on these SIPs. Okay. So first I'm going to go over the summary presentation of what SIP number 14 is. It's just a few slides. It's meant to be, it is public. So I share the link inside the proposal itself, which I'll show. I'll do a read through. After I'm done doing the presentation, then I'll go over, I'll go through a read through of the SIP. So I need to fix that part. I'll go read through. So SIP number 14. There we go. I'll do a read through of SIP number 14. And then after the read through, we'll go through comments that I've seen in the forums and questions that I've already answered that are pertinent to the voting. Let's go through the first one, the SIP presentation. All right. So we are MetaWorlds. This is SIP number 14. It's called Enable Window Sizing and Resolution Options. What is it? SIP number 14 is all about offering creators and gamers a little bit more flexibility in the windows and their arrangement of the game client, the VoxEdit, Game Maker, and the launcher. Right now, when you open them up, you can't resize anything. All you can do is move them around. And if you know shortcut keys like Alt-Enter, you can kind of get them in window and full screen mode, but it's a tough thing to work with. You also can't select window resolution options. The only one that has it now is the game client, and it's up to a small subset of window resolution options. So for instance, if you have a monitor that is 920 by 1080, that's not a good example. If you have a 920 by 1080, in VoxEdit, in Launcher, and in Game Maker, you can't resize the base resolution. So if it's in 720 resolution or 480 resolution, you can't resize it to 1080. So you can't select a resolution for that. Nor can you resize the window, which, you know, maximizing it, making it wider, longer, that sort of thing. So when you are in one of these things and you're either working with tools or windows or assets outside of GameMaker and VoxEdit, sometimes both at the same time, it's really difficult. It's very difficult. They kind of get in the way of each other. So for Windows resizing, this will apply to GameMaker, VoxEdit, and Launcher. It won't apply to Game Client because of the product team's feedback when a feasibility study was done. And for resolution options, it'll affect Game Maker, Game Client, and Launcher, but won't affect VoxEdit, again, due to the product team's response for the VoxEdit being Windows only, and it doesn't make sense for them to do resolution options. So the end result, what is it going to look like? So when this thing goes through, you will be able to click like any window. If you open up right now your browser, how you can resize it just by clicking the dimensions, the border of your window. And you can drag it to the left, drag it to the right, make it smaller, bigger. So you'll be able to do that now when this SIP, if this SIP gets approved and completed by the Sandbox team. And for resolution options, just like it shows right here. You'll be able to select resolutions and a lot of them. So, well, I'm going to want to, I want them to have everything from 1080, 720, 480, and I believe I put 4K. Did I put 4K? I sure did. So 420, 720, 1080, 2K, and 4K resolutions. Rationale and benefits. So it's going to benefit everybody who interacts with the sandbox. If you're a gamer, a developer, an artist, a studio, you can now arrange multiple windows on your monitor and resize them like you can everything else. So that's going to help, especially when you need programs side by side for workflow and productivity activities. And it's going to streamline your creative process. So for those of you who are working in Box Edit to mint something while you're trying to then, so you upload it to your sandbox.game profile page, then you mint the asset with a catalyst, and then the window to your right of that can be Game Maker when you place the asset within your experience. So if you can window resize all of those things and you have a wide enough monitor, say you have a 3440 by 1440, it's an ultra wide monitor, then you can have all of those with reasonable dimensions if you can resize them. So some early people who already gave me their feedback during the public comment, KCL said this was an important feature. I agree. I've been asking for this since I started Sandbox in December 2021. And I suffer from the same thing he does, where you have wide resolution. And when you open up the launcher, it takes up almost the whole gosh darn thing to where I can't resize anything at all. It's huge. And all you have to do is click play. So then I have to minimize it to get out of the way. And it's just, why? Why is it like that? And then Pepe from Sandrush, he says, let's make it happen. I agree. More flexibility with Windows resizing is a fantastic tool as someone who's done game making and amateur game making and minting from VoxEdit myself. I could have benefited from that during Builders Challenge 1 when we were doing that every day and trying to mint tens and dozens of NFTs so that we can do our giveaways. It was a process. That's basically it. That is the spiel for what this SIP is. So who are we? We're the Meta Worlds team, mostly myself. I go by Lanzer and Donson, who you all seen a little bit on the sandbox.dev forums. We now have a third member who is helping us all the time. Like I said, we're a team of about six, but about three of us are actively engaged right now in the DAO. And the third one is Keisha. So you'll see her in future SIPs on the screen. I found my way through to Sandbox midway season one as a gamer, and I'm now a landowner, published Floor Droppers, and the second one. I'm going to forget. Floor Droppers and Lava Defense, president of Meta Worlds, and on the Sandow podcast host. And I do this all because I love it. I mean, we haven't really made any money yet, so trying. Like some many other studios who are struggling and haven't really seen much of a return. Donson, he's an avid gamer and crypto enthusiast. He mainly games in the sandbox, and he does quality assurance testing. He also has a professional background in proposal writing. So he and I wrote this one together, and yeah, that's us as a team. So thank you, pretty much. This was the short little snippet of what the SIP number 14 is all about, where we want to window resize and give more resolution options for your game maker client, the launcher Box Edit. And there's the link to vote. Alrighty. So that's portion number one. So that was the summary presentation. Now let's do our read through like I normally do for everyone else. So the first thing you'll see after this pretty picture right here is counter recommendation is negative. So I joined the club now. I think this is the third or fourth negative recommendation they've given. Fourth, because of Kirill. Kirill was the first negative recommendation. He withdrew his sip. And then Crypto Diplo received a negative recommendation. And then Sip 15, Metafutura, received negative recommendation. And mine received negative recommendation. And it said this decision is based, and the negative recommendations are given by the special counsel. This decision is based on concerns about inefficiencies in the current feature request process, which pulls requests from multiple sources without proper prioritization. This could lead to significant development efforts being diverted away from core priorities. So I guess I'm not surprised that I received a response like that. However, what I am surprised about is that the reason why this SIP got through the DAO teams back and forth, they raised this, by the way, and one of the early things they said was this SIP would request that the Sandbox DAO product team complete all of the stuff, all of these activities, and it could divert away from their priorities. To which I said, yes, that's true. That is part of the risk. But also, that's what Seb started asking for in some of his AMAs. So my response to that is that it got through the process to vote because my last response to the DAO team before it showed up on the voting block was that Seb mentioned in his AMA a couple times, not just Mia Bao, but also in FC Lisbon, he mentioned that he envisioned the community playing a part in the Sandbox development process. He last said that his AMA with Mia Bao, which was about a couple weeks ago. And when he would explain that a little bit from time to time, and it seemed clear to me that what he was referring to there was that the DAO community would have a say and a recommendation to the product team for what they wanted to be built. So that's what this SIP does. This SIP says, please build this into the Sandbox game. We've been asking for it. I know a lot of people have been asking for it for years. And so I wrote a SIP about it. And it will say, please do this when the next two releases. So it's acknowledged. I acknowledge exactly what this says. And I'm also, this has been accounted for. So I think it's appropriate that this SIP exists. And part of it's a guinea pig. And as I understand, that I think that was the whole point of what Seb's comment was that we need to figure this out together. So I guess I'm surprised in the end that they didn't see that, or maybe Seb got outvoted. I'm not really sure. Okay, TLDR. So the what of this SIP, reading from the actual SIP itself. The SIP requests that the Sandbox development team prioritize updating the graphics settings of GameMaker, Vox Editor, Game Client, and Sandbox Launcher to enable resolution options for 420p, 720p, 1080p, 2K, 4K, and enable up, down, left, right window resizing. And then I have a link to the presentation that I just went over with you all here about the past 10 minutes. Next section is the why. To increase the functionality of the Sandbox game client, Game Maker, Vox Edit, and Sandbox Launcher. Many Sam fam have been wanting these features for years. How? The DAO will issue a request to the Sandbox development team to make both resizing program windows and adjusting screen resolutions a high priority fix in future version updates. When? The expectation would be for the Sandbox product team to implement the changes within the next two releases of each program listed in the what section. And the who? Metaworlds is a Sandbox trusted partner that publishes many games to the Sandbox and hosts the Sandow podcast. It does feel a little weird to be talking about my own SIP. I'll grant you that. The publisher of Floor Droppers, Lava Defense, and the upcoming Portal Run. Portal Run is a little bit delayed right now for reasons outside of our control, but it is coming. Lanzer is a Sandow podcast host, landowner, experienced publisher, program manager, contract writer, negotiator, entrepreneur, Guinness World Record breaker, and Donson is a business owner, entrepreneur, program manager, contract writer, and negotiator, and proposal writer. Keisha is a philosophy graduate, proposal writer, and a deep analysis researcher. Keisha, being the newest addition to our team, she has been adding a lot of research to our process. So where Donson and I would have to research everything and then put it all together, she's now able to assist with the research, and now we all work really well as a three-person team on these SIPs. She'll research things, she'll also format, she'll have a first draft at the presentation. So this one here, a lot of it was done by her, and Donson and I just came in and formatted a bit to add some stuff on top of it. So she's doing a wonderful job. All right, now we get into the SIP details. So the proper description: as of June 17th, 2024, you can see how long ago it was that we started this thing, users are not able to resize the program window of the current version of Game Client, version 0.10.9. Game Maker, which is version 0.10.9.954, Lock Set It, A9422C20, is its version number, or Sandbox Launcher, which is 10.9. This makes routine window management for computer users a difficult task that unnecessarily complicates the activities of the users of these programs. So the issues to be addressed are: enable resizing through interaction with window borders, allowing users to better manage their windows, and enable a list of resolution options within graphic settings, providing various monitor setups and ensuring a consistent user experience across all products. I already mentioned this table here, but the solution proposed for window resizing, it will affect Game Maker, Lock Set It, and Launcher. It won't affect Game Client due to feedback from the Sandbox product team. For resolution options, it will affect Game Maker, Game Client, and Launcher. It won't affect Lock Set It, again, because of the feedback from the Sandbox DAO product team. Not the Sandbox DAO, the Sandbox product team, where they said Lock Set It is only a windowed program and doesn't make sense to do resolution options for it. Okay, sounds good. So for Game Maker, it's to allow window resizing both horizontal and vertical, and allow resolution sizes that match 420p, 720p, 1080p, 2K, and 4K. For Vox Edit, it's to allow windows resizing both horizontal and vertical. And I mentioned that the feedback from the product team doesn't make sense to make it give it resolution options because it's only a windowed application. For Game Client, to allow resolution sizes that match 420p, 720p, 1080p, 2K, 4K. And Sandbox Game Client already allows some resolution options. So the Sandbox Game Client already allows resolution options for some computer setups, but larger monitors still have a restriction for larger resolutions. It only has like 4 or 5. Feedback from the Sandbox product team is that resizing is a significant challenge to implement, as the whole UI would need to be adapted to dynamic size and be responsive. So therefore, I left it out of asking for it to have resolution option for it to have Windows resizing for the Game Client. And the Launcher, to allow windows resizing both horizontal and vertical, and allow resolution sizes that matches 420p, 720p, 1080p, 2K, and 4K. By implementing these changes, we aim to improve the overall usability and adaptability of the programs for a wider range of users and use cases. Window resizing features are standard to most programs. A software package lacking these capabilities comes off as unpolished to the average user, as the Launcher is the first impression a new user gets of the Sandbox game. A priority should be placed on implementing standard quality of life features, such as window resizing, that users have come to expect of all mature software programs. That right there pretty much forms the whole basis of why this SIP is here. Most mature software programs have these things already, so why not us? The adjustment of screen resolution within the client. Inflexible resolutions within the client regularly cut off portions of the screen for larger resolution monitors, leaving users unable to see or access critical buttons often found near the edge of the screen, such as the E-Equip button while viewing inventory in-game, or the Quit to Desktop button in the Escape menu. I've had to do this a lot a lot. So I have an ultra wide monitor, and because of that, the maximum resolution size for the game client is blows up the sizing so much that I can't quit to desktop, and I can't hit the E button to equip something. So I have to drag and drop, which is, you know, first world problems, it's a minor annoyance, but still, it's like, why? And then I have to Alt F4 out of the game. I can't quit the desktop because it's too far down and my monitor can't see it. So there's that. All right. And the use case. An example of this would be a VoxEdit artist who wants to resize windows to see a folder list of files next to a picture window of an example asset alongside the VoxEdit program. So what does that mean? So if you're in VoxEdit and you resize your window to only take up a third of your screen, you can also, for the middle third of your screen, put the folder list of your assets that you are importing and exporting. So especially if you need to rename things or create iterative duplicates of your asset, you can now do that much easier instead of having VoxEdit take up the whole screen and then having to like Alt F4 back and forth. And then for that third, for that last third portion, you can put you could put your browser there if you are using a picture to your inspiration to create your Vox art. You can, if you watched Magic Palette, Sandbox DAO, Sandow Podcast, I think 21 or 20, where I did the 3-part episode with Pepe, you can see that in real time, where he was going back and forth between VoxEdit and, or Magic of Vox is what he used, and the picture that I showed him that I wanted him to create there. So he created it in real time. So if you can, if he had Windows resizing of all those windows, then it would have been much easier to do that flow, that productivity flow. Second use case. For a game maker who needs to frequently switch to web-based tools, such as Magic Palette, being able to Windows resize those things so you can just, with the same monitor, see them both side by side. While the Alt-Tab function exists, modern software capabilities make it unnecessary to require users to solely rely on this function. So the benefit to the sandbox ecosystem. Both of these issues are problematic to SandFam gamers, game maker developers, VoxEdit artists, and studios needing to reference multiple windows, files, and programs while creating content for the sandbox ecosystem or participating in the sandbox metaverse. Alleviating these issues will allow for easier creation of experiences and assets and a richer sandbox experience for all. This SIP affects the entire SandFam community. In 2022, Sandbox reported that 1 million players played the sandbox. At NSC Lisbon 2024, Seb reported that the sandbox has 330,000 creators, with GameMaker having 56,000 monthly active users and VoxEdit having 375,000 installs. In June 2024, Namria estimates that Sandbox currently has 2,000 daily players. All of those players don't have window resizing or resolution options for their applications in the sandbox. And this would help all of them. The risk analysis. This could offset the priority for other fixes. And as we don't have access to the roadmap, so that SIP was for me was SIP number 2, and that one was not allowed to proceed because the sandbox product team says they want to produce a roadmap in the future, but it's been, we don't really know when. So they haven't really given an estimate for when that's going to come out. That was a sidetrack there. So as we do not have access to a roadmap of future improvements, we cannot know what this offset would be. I don't know what it would offset because we don't know what it is they're working on. But it is a risk that it could offset other fixes. We just don't know what those fixes are. SIP category is in the platform budget. So the platform budget has... Stand by 1 second. Look at the dashboard. Platform has 502,500 sand remaining, which is good because the budget that this SIP requests is zero. Zero. It's not going to cost them anything. By the way, it's not in here. Why is that not in here? Huh. Just realized that SIP doesn't say how much it is. Okay, well, this is zero. $0. It's not going to cost anything. It's just going to be put on the backlog for the product team. Okay. An implementation plan. The sandbox product team will insert these into each product's backlog, and these improvements will be made within the next two releases of each program listed in the what section. And the team author background. I did talk about that quite a bit at length already, so I introduced myself and Donson and Keisha. Moving down to the appendix, the alternatives considered. While Alt-Tab and Alt-Enter functions exist for some level of window resizing via keyboard shortcuts, modern software capabilities make it unnecessary to require users to solely rely on these manual functions. And then I also have the current program versions of each of them. So that's the read-through of the SIP. And let's move back. Did I talk about that this SIP primarily relies upon Seb mentioning that he envisioned the community playing a part in the sandbox development process? Yes, I did. And did I talk about the negative council recommendation? Yes, I did. So all those things are taken care of. Let's go do, now that we've read through SIP 14, let's go look at SIP 14 forum comments and see what the latest and greatest is on that. Is there anything I need to address? So Joseph, Vision X, says, loves this proposal. This would dramatically increase efficiency on systems with high-end specs that can manage both applications for game development simultaneously. This will also improve the efficacy of developers to be able to create games without as much scrolling in the game maker for those with greater than 1080p displays. Furthermore, this should be able to pull from an unused budget line for SIP 3, specifically for internal development hires to manage this project, whereas the budget previously was 3 million sand in total. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. I think I'll consider that for another zero SIP I have, but I just thought, well, you put it on their backlog and they go do it. But what I didn't realize was maybe we could have used the budget for the DAO to hire an extra person. I didn't even think about that. So that would have been fascinating. Maybe we should do that in the future. So as all positive as written, except that I might have liked to see a hard budget in sand written for our new staff hires to manage a specific project. Fair point. That's a fair point. I'm going to respond to that one that I have to consider that in the future. I didn't consider that at the time. It just didn't cross my mind that we could use the the budget to hire another developer for the sandbox game team. So next time. Mayo is a new community member to SandFam. Welcome, Mayo. Or Mio. Apologies if I mispronounce that. Says, hello, everyone. Thank you for the suggestion. The idea is good, but it's much simpler to use the PureRef program. PureRef is an industry standard for artists and 3D modelers. So when I looked at PureRef, it looks like it's an application that allows you to... Well, here, you can see it here. This. There we go. So it looks like it's an application that allows you to put in assets like pictures. So you can put in multiple pictures and drop them into this browser, I guess, or application. And then you can resize them and kind of have like a collage. That's great, but that won't help you if you can't resize the window to begin with and it's taking up. So resize VoxEdit or GameMaker to begin with, and it takes up your entire screen. You're still alt-tabbing between things. And also, it looks like this only works for pictures, right? It's just images. Whereas Windows resizing lets you do a lot more than just resize it for images. You can resize it for your other browser, other programs. I can have GameMaker and VoxEdit at the same time next door to each other. So, good suggestion, though. Like, this does look pretty cool. I've never seen this before, PureRef. And I think that was the last comment. That is the last one. So I'll give that a little like, and I will respond to those after the stream. So that brings us to, I think, the end. We have looked through the comments, read through everything. That is sip number 14. My very first sip that I proposed. And we have five more that we submitted at this point. The ones we submitted are the roadmap of releases. So as I said, I think that one's not going to go forward to vote because the product team says that they want to produce one. The next sip that should come out would be in-game inventory filter. I'm really excited for that one. That one's really helpful for those of you with a lot of NFTs equipment in your inventory. You kind of have to like scroll through. The inventory filter should help. Should help with that a lot. DAO revenue option study. That one's going to be a big one in terms of the podcast I just did, Sandow Podcast 25 with Derek Smart. DAO revenue study options would be helpful to figure out how the Sandbox DAO wants to start making money and instead of relying solely on the Sandbox game to give it a budget every year. Sandex, I haven't submitted that one yet, but would be helpful right now to me. The Sandex is basically a contact list for landowners so that we can reach them easier instead of doing it manually like I'm doing right now. The Sandow podcast, which would be funding this podcast. So it's a fairly low dollar sip, but just want to hire a team so that I can do this a lot faster, a lot better. And then the Builders Challenge Working Group. I just submitted that one. And the idea came from Lululand, actually. Mocha, old one. So, and then just looking, observing how the Builders Challenge went, I think it would be a good idea to have an elected committee from the community give recommendations for what Builders Challenge 3 should look like. That's what I should put. Builders Challenge 3 working. Cool. Let's just actually make it working group because maybe Builders Challenge 3 will start by the time this SIP gets to vote. So you never know. And then Sandbox Governance Working Group, which will take kind of a page from ApeCoin Governance Working Group. So those are the eight that I'm working on, and I have submitted six of them. I've submitted six SIPs to the Sandbox team. It's going back and forth with them on that. And I have 18 more that I haven't started. So that will conclude SIP number 14. Let's look at future episodes. The next one that's going to relaunch is probably going to be the reaction to the Sandbox tutorial, the new tutorial at 00. It's really awesome. I love it. And I'm going to post a podcast about it. So future episodes, I want to get in Big Bull from ApeCoin Governance Working Group to give lessons about the DAOs from a Governance Working Group perspective. I want to interview some more advisory board members. Just waiting to hear back from them and see if we can't schedule a date. And then a bunch of other episodes that I've been working on and trying to get ready. So 16 other episodes I want to do, at least. Sandbox Spaces. So to connect with the Sandbox community, where is SandFam actually congregating? We're congregating in Discord under the DAO discussion channel. We're congregating within the Sandbox DAO forums. On Twitter, there's hashtag SandFam, the Sandbox DAO, and the Sandbox game. We're also congregating Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter Spaces. So Mochaverse Hall on Mondays, Bulls in the Block on Saturdays, Coffee with Captain on Monday through Friday. They primarily focus on ApeChain, however, and ApeCoin. However, they do also talk Sandbox. Well, members, like I said earlier in the beginning of this episode, Whale Members is one of the largest Sandbox landowners in the whole Sandbox. So if you take a look here, you can automatically start to see where the little whales are. There's a whale here, there's a whale here, whale here. So this, whale.me, they've got themselves a 24 by 24, and they have several other large estates. I think they have like over 1,000, I think. 1,000 lands So that puts their voting power, I think, well over, actually take a look, just 1,000 times 4,500. So it puts them about maybe 5 million voting power. So with delegations that are now coming online, looking forward to seeing them being able to start voting. But they are on Tuesdays with their natively digital space. And then SanFam Cafe, hosted by Bruno, also known as Pickaxe Master. He does it monthly. Thank you all for your time. Please go vote. The Sandbox DAO is in dire need of people to vote because we have problems reaching quorum right now. So just go to proposals, then go to SIP number 13 and 14 and 15, and you can then vote here. So thank you all for your time, and have a great day.